When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
It's Courtney from LA, and you are one sick K.
Sick, you guys. 3 weeks in, the snot-nosed kids literally got me sick.
Like, real sick.
I'm sorry, I'm nasally and congested, and I can't help it, and I'm here to make you laugh still. I watched all the shows. We have a ton of news for you this week. Just pardon my voice. I
mean, just like turn it down a little bit or like speed it up to 1.5 listening. She's also coughing. Like, I'm just sorry. Actually proud of you that you made it because you wanted to just go like straight to bed after work or after work today. And I was like, no, you cannot do that.
I've still been working.
Yeah. Like, thank God tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah.
What are your plans for the weekend?
I hope I make it through it.
I know.
I mean, apparently I can't do anything because I feel like this.
Yeah.
And I hate spending my weekends being sick.
Yeah. It's like if I want to like sit on the couch and like not wear any pants and like watch Netflix, like that's my prerogative. But when I'm like taken out in the sense that I can't do anything, I'm like so antsy.
Agreed. Agreed. I've also, the last 2 days, because I've come home and just like felt horrible, I've watched The Bodyguard 2 days in a row.
Is that your comfort movie?
Who doesn't like that movie?
Your voice actually, you're like Phoebe from Friends right now when she gets sick and she's like, smelly cat. She's like, my stinky shoes. Like, that's you. Your voice sounds better that you're sick.
Oh, that's rude.
But like it does.
Oh, wanna dance with somebody.
Woo! Is that actually in the movie? I've never seen it.
You've never seen The Bodyguard with Kevin Costner?
No, I know who's in it. I've just never watched it.
Oh my gosh, that was like that. The Bodyguard soundtrack was like the soundtrack to my childhood.
Really?
Oh my gosh, we like did so many performances to The Bodyguard in front of our fireplace.
Oh, man, I would love to see the three Mahoney sisters just like a 5, 6, 7, 8 jazz hands. No, a box so, like, step.
They would gang up on me, Kelly and Colleen. And like I would sit in front of the fireplace and like try to sing the song like Whitney. And they would make farting sounds during my performance. And they'd be like, and I'd be like, that's it. I'm starting over. And I'd keep on starting over. And of course, they would just keep on farting.
And I feel like your parents would just like stifle laughter because they're like trying not to laugh, but at the same time
they were upstairs. My dad was at work and my mom was upstairs.
Oh, so you were performing to no one?
No, I was performing to my sisters making fart noises, getting frustrated.
Oh, okay. I used to like play like the viola or like the clarinet, and my mom would have her friends over, and I'd be like, "Excuse me, it's time for a concert." And we had, like, this, like, step ledge to get to, like, the front door. And I would, like, get up there and, like, put all of my stuff there and just, like, start playing. My mom would be like, oh, wow, Courtney, that's great. Thank you so much. I'm like, and I have one more song. I was like, every kid had to do that, right, where they, like, had to perform.
Yeah, like, you want the stage.
Yeah, I still want the stage.
The world is our stage.
But, umch.
Anyways, yes. Okay.
Moving on.
So... let's talk. Well, wait. So also last week, I met Ryan Serhant.
Oh yeah. Tell us. This was like, you're like, so I'm at this event and so is Ryan Serhant. And I'm like, wait, what?
So the event, I was calling it the Shakira concert, but really it was, basically like some tech conference and Shakira was like closing it out. And I guess Ryan Serhant was one of the speakers at the conference.
And did you see that?
I didn't go to the conference at all. I only went for the Shakira concert part at the end.
I am at your feet.
Okay, so basically my friend's like, oh, there's that Bravo guy there. I was like, oh, it's Ryan Serhant. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I was like, I don't know if I want to talk to him. Like, meh. And then I was like, I got to do it for the jury. I got to do it for the jurors. I'm going to go up. So I completely lose my friends. I go up to him. As I go up to him, I fall. Like, I trip. I didn't completely go. I didn't go to the ground, but, like, I tripped.
Okay.
And I was, like, right in front of him. I was like, oh, hi. My name's Mary, and I kind of have, like, a Bravo Instagram page. And he's like, okay. And I was like, and then I was like, did I not say the name of it? I'm not sure if I didn't say the name or anything. He had never heard of us. It was so embarrassing. Not that I think a lot of people know of us, but I know Steve Gold does.
I mean, it could be because we consistently post and I like creepily will DM his stories. Like first off, Steve Gold has a girlfriend and I am not okay with it. Like, I'm heartbroken. And I remember the first post that he, like, hinted at. It was, like, him and another girl. And I just DM'd him saying, that better be your sister.
His sister made a appearance this week on the show.
No, I know. But I meant, like, I just, like, you better, like, if you're, like, getting close with any girl, you better be related to her.
Right, right, right.
Like, this is not okay.
So I said to Ryan Serhant, I was like, we post about Steve Gold a lot. He's like, oh, he was like the most unfriendly.
Sounds like you guys had a really great connection and he's probably following us now.
Yes and no.
Okay, no.
Took the picture and ran. And it was like a pretty just awkward moment. I was like, really? So, like, sir, you aren't going to like engage me at all. And I'm like, nobody even knows who you are here.
And you're like, and I bet three people know who I am.
Do you even go here?
Yeah. Well, let's just say he still hasn't liked the photo.
I know. I'm disappointed.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's like sometimes.
Kelly Dodd did.
Yeah, it's like sometimes, you know, you just think you're just like a judgy girl living your life and you're going to see a Bravo celebrity and they should know who you are. And it's like, no, they shouldn't. It reminds us that we are literally nobody still. And that's okay.
That's okay.
I like being a nobody. Except if it's when it comes to Steve Gold and he needs to dump his girlfriend and I will drop 60 pounds with liposuction. Hey, if there are any sponsorships that would like to give us free liposuction, shoot me an email.
Let us know.
twojudgygirls@gmail.com. Okay, moving on. Speaking of being skinny. This is so bad. Our most recent Bravo Love follower,
Bethany Frankel,
had a little bit of a fat shaming this week.
This was bad. Like, so basically, she launched for Macy's,
and
she
put out.
I totally called that. I was like, "This is such a Macy's brand," and she launches it, and then. She basically, the plus sizes are like $80 more.
Yeah, so it was like 0 to 14 was like $80. And then 16 to like, I'm not 24. Sure, like 24 was like $169. And she tried to claim that it was a mistake. It was a typo.
It was a typo. And then people were calling it a fat tax.
Which it is.
That, I mean, that's a significant... significant amount.
I understand because I guess like the bigger the size, like the more material, right? But not like $80 worth. Like that's ridiculous. 10. And it's also like, so you're literally your skinny girl brand. Like Carol and her friend Cassandra were right.
Yeah.
And
they were right.
That's not good.
And then yesterday they had like the whole launch party and the new housewife was there.
Barbara Kavovit.
Yeah. So she was the lady that said to Carol at one party, like, oh, she was, like, mic'd up.
Yeah, talking about Luann and Tom.
Yeah, and she was like, she's just going to go through with it even if she gets a divorce. She has to prove something.
Yeah, like, she has too much pride to end things now. And it's like, oh, hey, Babs, come on in.
No, I think that girl's going to be good, I hope. But there's definitely, like, a division of sides because, so we basically have Bethany, Lou, Sonia's playing both teams, and then the new girl's friends with Lou. So then the other team is Ramona, Tinsley,
Dorinda. It'll be interesting without Carol. I think Tinsley's still going to be a non-motherfucking entity again, but, like, maybe she'll provide us with something.
But I can also see, like, Bethany, like, not filming with Ramona.
I know. Well, I still want Dr. Sharon Geezy. Like, she needs to join the cast. Like, we need another Ramona ally for somebody new.
Agreed.
Or okay, what about, you know, what's her friend? The dark-haired one? You know who I'm talking about? She's on season one when they hung out with Tom DiAgostino first. Tony? Something like that. Anyway, she should join the cast. But she's kind of reminds me of, like, a Faye Resnick.
Oh, I got it, yeah.
Like, she's been kind of on the show, and Bravo's just like, no, we've tried you out 12 times, and nobody still likes you.
Right.
Okay,
and then also, so Teresa Giudice went to Lou's cabaret show, and there's a blind item, and people think it's about her. And apparently, Teresa got proposed to.
By her boyfriend that she's been keeping.
But who's the boyfriend?
It's like a younger guy. It's not the lawyer. The lawyer was like her first affair, I'm guessing. Allegedly. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that was like her first foray. And then I feel like she's found like a hot little number. That she's like, I don't really need to be, okay. I don't need to, she doesn't need somebody's finances, right? She's not going to get involved in that. She makes, like, enough money on her own, whatever. Like, her kids are getting old enough that she's like, you know, Gia can babysit everybody now and whatever. Like, I think she's going for young. I think she's, like, going to cancel Siaka.
Okay. Which Croy turned 33 this week.
Well, how is he only 33? How is he our age? I thought he was definitely at least 36, 37.
They haven't been together that long. Like, they've only been together for what?
10 years. 7 years? No, I think he was like 23 when they met. Because Brielle posted something saying, like, you took on so much responsibility of us at 23. And I remember thinking, like, isn't Brielle like 16 at that point?
Apparently. No, she's 21, so they're 12 years apart.
Okay. So she was like 11 at the time. Like, that's still so crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Like, that would be like a, like, once you get into, like, if a man's like 40 and he's dating like a 28, 29 year old, it's not that crazy anymore.
Right.
Ugh.
Okay, but anyway, so apparently Teresa asks Lou about advice about having a divorce on TV, and they're still withholding the Real Housewives of New Jersey trailer. So I think I don't know what's going on with all that.
Cancel what New Jersey. Just give Teresa a spinoff, and Melissa and Joe Gorga can show up occasionally.
Well, regardless, we're getting another season. So what are your predictions? Why is this trailer taking so long to come out?
I think they're trying to, like, get some jail footage.
Oh, okay.
That's my thought. Or maybe, like, they're waiting to see if Joe's going to be deported or not. Like, maybe they're waiting for a decision on that.
Okay.
I read somewhere that now he's not, maybe, but it's like, who cares? We know she's going to divorce him regardless.
Right.
And he'll just find someone he can do. Maybe him and Kyle Richards can, like, strike up a deal and they could just, like, do the splits together.
Kyle Richards? Yeah.
Yeah, doing the splits.
So I was thinking Kim. I was like, Kim can't do the splits.
Oh, I wouldn't mind a Kim and Juicy Joe. He's got to be better than the gay bull mastiff.
The what?
Remember that guy Ken she dated that Brandy gay bull mastiff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm referring to.
I thought it was a bulldog.
No, it was definitely a mastiff.
Okay. My friend has one of those dogs. Okay, anyways.
Does it look like Ken?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, then also we have big flipping out news this week.
It's just, I have this feeling that they're just doing it for publicity at this point. Because it's like, why is Jenny promoting the season if it's, like, going to be a bad season for her? Why is, like, Jeff went above and beyond of kind of being an asshole of, like, posting a photo and then putting, like, X over her.
He's in so much trouble. Like, that. This is it. This is the last season. He's done. But I guess
you think so?
Like, oh, 100% he's done. Because
why do you think that?
Okay, he basically outed for hold on, let me get my train of thought. So he went on his Sirius XM show and he said that Jenny does not work for him anymore, that he is not on her not on his payroll, and that Bravo is paying for him. And he basically doesn't work there except for filming.
Oh, and so he's giving all the secrets away.
Yeah, and so now you're, like, watching it, and you're like, well, I know she doesn't really work there.
And then you
think about how many of the other people in the show don't work there, really.
Well, and, I mean, yeah, it's just, the whole thing is, like, kind of weird. But did you watch this week's episode?
Yeah, but at the whole time I was thinking, okay, she came back from quote-unquote maternity leave. She doesn't even actually work there.
Well, I also just don't see, like, it would be so hard to work there. Like, he's already saying these people are there 5-6 days a week, and they all seem like they work, like, really long hours. Like, they're there from, like, 8 to 6 at least, because it's getting dark, right? They're, like, making drinks.
But I feel like they also start at 10.
You think so? I feel like they start early.
No, I feel like maybe 9.
Okay, but that's...
And a lot of the day is, like, driving around And Jeff always drives. If any, like, if I ever get rich, number one, I'm getting a cook. Number two, I'm getting a driver. And number three, I'm never working again.
Great. So how are you? That's a different story for a different day there. But I agree. I thought that Jeff is just kind of mean. He's just kind of mean.
Well, he's completely bipolar.
Like, it's too much. It's just too much. I feel bad. This is like the first season, I think, maybe because it's been like tainted with all this stuff that's happening, of where I'm like, wow, like, you just like take it too far. Which is interesting because I thought that Monroe would have softened him.
Yeah.
She's so cute.
Yeah, she's gotten a lot cuter.
You didn't think she was cute when she was first? Like, seeing, like, when he posts photos, I'm like, oh, she's so cute.
No, I think she's gotten cuter, and she has, like, more of a personality. I mean, Jeff said it himself. He's like, I like her better now than I did at 6 months.
Well, it's also because she was, like, a colicky baby and whatever. But I also think it's, like, I think his new assistant, what's his name, like, Tyler or something, I think he's... Mm-hmm. He is just, like, not here for it.
Okay.
But I'm, like, enjoying him. Like, you can just kind of tell that he's, like, it's actually going to, like, I didn't even want to be on the show, but I know this is going to be good, like, resume experience.
Right. And then he also, like, Jeff's old assistant now works for Kris Jenner. He worked for Kris, then went to Jeff, then went back to Kris.
Oh, Matt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was on, like, last week. I've been watching the Kardashians.
Oh, how is it? I heard that Kim is just, like, crazy.
No, Courtney's crazy.
Oh, Courtney is. What's happening? Tell me everything.
Sorry.
Okay, or hold don't on. Tell me anything.
So basically, Courtney, she's just in so much therapy with Scott, and she was so mad at him for introducing the kids to Sophia. And he's like, but you introduced your boyfriend to the kids. And she's just such a control freak. And
what did she say about that with the boyfriend thing?
Well, I guess he didn't tell her before, but even though, like, she did it too.
Yeah, so. Did she tell him?
I can't remember now. But basically, I was, like, Team Scott.
I really wish it would have worked out between them. Scott's so, he has his demons, clearly, but he's so great.
He seems like he's doing pretty well right now. And I also watched the Ashley Simpson, Evan Ross show.
Okay. So I watched about the first half, and then I was like, I got like distracted by a shiny object or something, and I was like, oh, gotta go watch this instead. Is she just like, she seems like she's kind of drugged up?
Okay, I think she's trying to be like really like cutesy and like, I'm a cool mom.
Okay.
And she might be like kind of like a chameleon type of person, like, goes along with whatever he says and does. He's pretty eccentric, wears like huge hats and fur coats, and well, you know,
like,
he's
always at Coachella.
Exactly.
And like he's, and she's just like, I feel like he like is very into her, but like she's like way more into him.
Yeah, it seems like a pretty interesting dynamic, but you can tell she's not completely being herself on the show.
Yeah, but
it's not, she's not being her genuine self, and meanwhile, he's like looking at the camera.
So what I would like to do is, because the big plot point for this was that he's like, oh man, I got offered, and he also like talks like this, and he's like, oh babe, I like got offered like this really great role, and I have to leave. Let me tell you what he's doing. One movie in development. It's called Broken Doll. He's the most famous person listed. Okay. The next one, Macbeth. The Black Macbeth.
Oh.
And he plays Ross, his last name. Okay. Okay, so he's not even a big character.
And let's not forget who his mom is.
Oh, I know.
Diana Ross.
Oh, I know, but I'm just...
Guys, R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
That is Aretha Franklin. She's the mom. That is Aretha Franklin, Mary.
Oh, it is. No, or I Will Survive?
Donna Summer.
Oh God.
Actually, I don't even think that's Donna Summer, but it's not. It's not Diana Ross. She's sick.
I know. Come on, I got to know some.
Oh my God! Wait, please.
I'm coming out. Coming. I want the world to know. Is that her song?
I don't think so either.
Oh my God! No, you guys.
Endless Love.
How does that go?
My endless love. No. Oh,
that didn't sound good.
Oh, she does sing I Will Survive, but I'm pretty sure that's like not, she's, that's not the original.
There, isn't there like a spell? Oh, Ain't No Mountain High Enough?
I Will Survive is Gloria Gaynor, the original.
There is, I feel like she spells out a song though, no?
Sure.
Okay, well, she was on the reality TV show this week.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I found, like, interesting.
I love Tracee Ellis Ross.
Also. Yeah, she was on the show, too.
I know. I just love her. Like, I think that's great. All I'm saying is that Evan has all these... He had to go for this really important role, and not one of them is, like, a starring role that's going to, like, make him famous. Like, his biggest role to date was, like, the 12th kid of Hunger Games.
Wait, and so then the next day I started listening on Spotify to Ashley Simpson.
Oh, yes.
Trip down to 2004.
It was so good. The Pieces All of Me pieces, album.
Pieces of me. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to cut us. We're not singing anymore for the rest of the show.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay, just, moving on.
We'll sorry, everyone.
The Below Deck finale reunion.
The thing that I hate about these reunions is, like, when they go into the clubhouse, like, these people... I feel like when they do the other reunions that people are in their element because they're in like somewhere in New York or somewhere in Orange County or they're like, it's still like their home. When they fly these people into the clubhouse, it's like they cannot handle the reunion. Either they've made out.
Wow, got up and cried.
But he had nowhere to go. So he's literally behind the bar. He's behind the bar just like, oh, and Andy finally had to say, Joao, please come back.
He's like, where's Jezebob?
Jezebob would never do this. And then Brooke's like, I just don't know why you would do this to me. I just was such a nice girl and I just thought we had something, but it's just, you told Casey we'd have fights and I should have been with Colin. And it's like, what? Literally nobody can hear you, Brooke.
Yeah, but he hasn't seen Jezebob since the show, but he's never met Jezebob.
Which makes sense, because how would he? But also, like, Casey is the worst. I'm sorry. Like, first off, thank God she found a purple shampoo and a toner. Thank God. Her hair looked much better. Yeah, her hair was
great.
But she was
the
also...
The outfit was a little much.
It was like, Portia from Real Houses of Atlanta called from the reunion and she wants her outfit back. It was horrible. It was just... I don't know if you remember, but Portia was wearing something like that. And it looked great on Portia, but not on Casey. And then she, like, just could not drop. She's like, yeah, Joao texts me. It's like, cool, welcome to the 21st century. Everybody texts everybody.
Yeah.
I'm like, if I'm going to hold a grudge against...
And then we had the whole, like, Conrad and Hannah situation. They both said they regretted sleeping with one another. And they did wait till the last night.
Well, of course they regret it because Hannah basically raped him. Like, I mean, yeah. But why is... And I thought that Captain Sandy's hate for Conrad was, like, ridiculous. It's like, Sandy, relax. You'll come back next season.
See, I think Hannah might be done with the show because she had such an embarrassing season. Adam was just kind of a bore.
Yeah. And I think
Joao will be the bosun and, like, they'll get some new people. And Sandy...
Yeah, I could see that for sure. Because on the new Below Deck, they're only bringing back... Right, like we said, Captain Lee and Kate. So they could just do Sandy and Joao.
It kind of, you don't really need a lot of like repeat effects for that show.
I would like, they won't, but I would like them to bring back like Colin and Jamie.
I don't think Colin would do it. He'd miss his parents too much.
He's so cute.
Yeah.
Brooke really should have been with him. She blew it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk, there's
like, wait.
What?
Some hitting news today. Tamara Judge's house is on the market.
The one she just moved into on the show?
Yes.
Why? And she can't afford it?
So it's listed for like almost $1.8 million. You can totally tell it's her house for sure. And then she posted it on her Instagram today. And was
how did you see that, Mary? We're blocked by her.
My personal account.
It's sad that you give a follow to her on your personal.
Well, I like to know. This is good news.
You're part of the problem.
And she was like, yeah, you know, we decided to make a change. And I love the speculations of why we were moving. Keep them coming so you can feel like a real ass when you find out.
What do we think? Eddie's heart's giving, so they're moving into an old folks home? Around the
I'm guessing like maybe they got a really good offer on the house, but why would it be listed then?
Yeah, it wouldn't. So I'm gonna say no. That's wrong.
I don't think her and Eddie are breaking up, though.
No, I don't think they're breaking up. I think that they're, like, maybe her mom's new boyfriend, you know, bought them a place. Maybe they're moving in with Shannon.
No, it's just, they seem so obsessed with this house, and now they're just moving.
Maybe
I feel like it's because they got a better deal somewhere or something.
I was just going to say, what if they're trying to go into the house flipping business?
I wouldn't be surprised. In talking about that, I saw a commercial for, yes, it's called Sweet Home. They're, yay, not calling it Sweet Home Oklahoma. And it's just going to be pumps and the interior decorator. And it seems like it's going to be way more interior decorating.
So it
sounds like Jeff Lewis, move over.
So her name is Jen Welsh. And it sounds like it's really her show. And then Pumps is kind of like her sidekick.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's more about Jen, who is like a really successful interior design. And they said it's all a part of Bravo Home. So it sounds like they're really trying to kind of get this niche, because they also have that Carson Kressley and Tom Felicia show, like, they were both on Queer Eye together, the original one. And okay, they have, yeah, a show on Fridays that's coming out. So it sounds like maybe they're trying to go this, like, home route again. And, you know, because they tried that before. Like, remember Reza from Shaw's had it, and it was, like, really bad.
Oh, like, the real estate thing, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I think, like, that's all. They're trying to, like, maybe go in that direction again. Did you hear?
Like, HGTV.
Yes, but I'm excited because I love Sweet Home Oklahoma, so I really hope that this does well, because I thought that I really enjoyed their personalities. And, like, come on, Tubbers.
Yes, Tubbers.
Also, did you hear? This is like a Newsweek. Is Project Runway, well, it's coming back to Bravo. Heidi and Tim are not coming with it.
I don't want to watch a Project Runway without them.
And do you know who's in talks to be the host?
Brad.
Gigi Hadid.
Oh. I prefer Yolanda.
No.
What? I want someone with an accent to say, you're out. Avidazen.
I'm sorry you're out. But it's going to be... I don't actually hate the idea of Gigi.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think...
I don't either.
I don't think it's the right move for her, though.
I mean, she's kind of on the top.
I know, so she shouldn't be doing this just yet.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm saying, like, she has, like, more of a modeling career where it's, like... I don't know. I haven't watched yet, but I want to watch that Model Squad on E! It's about the girls at Fashion Week.
I, like, watched it for 5 minutes and couldn't take it, so yeah, I stopped.
I'm going to force myself to watch it, only because I like to torture myself, because Olivia Culpo's on that show, and she's dating Danny Amendola, who's a former Patriots, and now he's on the Dolphins, and my friend Marissa and I are obsessed with him, and Julian Edelman. So by 12 degrees of separation, I'm going to watch that show.
Got it.
And I love Devin Windsor from when she walked on the Victoria's Secret fashion show. But I saw a clip and she's just like an idiot. So can't wait to watch.
Okay, other modeling. We had Sonia in Paper Magazine this week.
Where did these pictures come from? Like,
her hair was so long. I was like, Sonia, no.
And like, if they, like, she, now granted, she looks great, but it's clearly like a lot of Photoshop. And the whole thing was just like strange.
It was... Like, I said this, I don't think older women should have super long hair.
But she looked, it wasn't that, like, it was for the shoot, so it's, like, not that big of a deal, right? I don't think that's that crazy, but it just was, like, I couldn't figure out, I was like, who made Sonia a spokesperson for something? Like, what success has she proven that she can sell things?
What's the deal with this Paper Magazine? I mean, that was, like, the one that Kim Kardashian... Yeah,
broke the internet with the champagne bottle, like, Nicki Minaj did, like... They do, like, a lot of...
controversial shoots.
Not controversial, but just, like, quote-unquote high fashion.
Right.
So, it's, you know, it's one of those sort of, like, magazines, like V Magazine, like, that sort of deal.
Right.
I would like to campaign for the Rachel Zoe show to come back.
She said it wouldn't be that bananas for it to come back. She was on Watch What Happens Live and was like, I would totally revive it.
What? I did not watch that episode, and I need to. But here's a question I have for you. Will you be watching the play-by-play starring Jerry O'Connell?
So, I mean, I'll watch the first episode, but he kind of bugs me.
I'm just going to call bullshit on this whole thing, because what pisses me off is that it's clearly, remember it used to be called, like, Real Men Watch Bravo? That's right, what it was originally called, and then people got pissed, like, what the hell? Like, why would you literally piss off your entire demographic, which is, like, women and gay men, and now you're saying, like, Real Men Watch Bravo? It's like, fuck you. Bravo. Right. Fuck you. And so then, like, that commercial, they're trying to, like, insinuate, like, oh, you're at the gym curling, oh, but you're really watching Top Chef. And it's like, fuck you. Again, women go to the gym, like, fuck you. Right. And then he's like, oh, you're watching the football, but you're really watching Vanderpump Rules. It's like, fuck you. I'm in, like, three fantasy football leagues. You can go suck it. Like, I just, like, I think it's so disrespectful to really, like, place all this, like you're just going against, like, your largest demographic. Like, we literally, like, there's so many of us that watch Bravo.
I don't think the show will do well because he's not that funny.
I think it's like, I thought his Tom Tom review is funny. I think he's funny.
I don't think that was written by him.
Okay, but either way.
He did not do well, I'm telling you, on that Watch What Happens Live. The audience was not into him.
I know, but there was that weirdness with Lou. Like, I think it's great that he's a fan and he watches it, but I don't think he should get, like, a special award for being a straight man because he watches. It's like, good for you.
I think Chrissy Teigen should get a show about it.
Oh, I would 100% watch that.
We should watch A People's Couch with Chrissy Teigen.
Yes, a People's Couch of Chrissy Teigen for a half hour every week, I would love.
Yeah.
That would be great. I
hope, like, watching her Twitter.
Is it mean to say that I hope Jerry O'Connell's show kind of fails because I just want to give him a big fuck you for, like, alienating women who are their biggest demographic?
I'm not that worried about it. He won't do. I just don't think it's going to go well.
No, I just... Okay. I'm just saying. I'm fired up about it. Moving on.
Yeah, I know. I wish I had your passion.
You're sick right now.
Okay, so... In other news, Kelly Dodd is getting into weird fights with her brother and her mother on the internet.
It's, like, very strange. Like, her brother, like, now has accused her of being, like, a cokehead. And I'm like, it is crazy to me what happens to some families. Like, I can never imagine, like, going against my sisters or, like, my parents or, like, anybody and, like, saying this kind of stuff. And then, like, in public...
Well, do you think when Kelly and Michael got the divorce, the brother and the mom, they had to move out and, like, they're bitter?
Oh, is that what you think happened? I thought they moved out before that.
I'm not sure.
Either way, they're probably pissed that they lost, like, that cash cow and Michael. But it's like, you literally are pissed with that instead of, like, your daughter's own happiness. Like, well, that's just, like, crazy to
me. The brother sounds like a deadbeat, though.
The brother just sounds like he's got a screw or two loose because he's like, oh, I'm in tech and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, if you were in tech and you were a representation of any company, I would literally fire you.
No, I thought she said he doesn't even work.
No, they're saying, like, he's like, oh, maybe it's her other brothers in tech. One's successful, one's not. I don't. Either way, they're accusing her of doing all this coke. And, like, listen, I'm not going to say that Kelly doesn't do coke. Because I'm sure she parties.
But I don't think she does it when she has Julie.
No, absolutely. I think she's a very good mom. So, that's all. Okay. But in really, like, perplexing news, and it's like, I can't believe I'm going to say this.
Okay.
Jax is hot again.
He's just lost a lot of weight.
I think
he looks like a dork with those glasses on this week and stuff.
I think he's off the boog shug. That's cocaine.
No, I know. No, or he's on a lot.
No, I think he's, like, taking care of... Like, he looks healthy. I think he's, like, taking care of himself. I think he's shedding for the wedding. Like, he
does double days at Sweat Garage.
And he'll let us know.
Yeah.
But, like, I think... I was like, wow. This is, like... Granted, he's, like, 10 years older almost, but this is, like, reminiscent of season one Jax.
I agree.
Like, he was looking very... He looked just very handsome and healthy.
Yeah.
I'm not super crazy about what Brittany... Like, I think that...
I think Brittany looks great. I've been liking her photos.
Oh, good. Phew. Good thing she knows that.
She looks awesome.
I think she looks great. I guess I just, like, never I still, to this day, like, never really understood them together.
I did.
Oh, did you?
I still do.
Okay.
She's just a simple girl. He wants, like, a woman that's, like,
he wants someone in the kitchen. Yeah.
Yeah.
He wants someone in the kitchen to meet him with a martini when he's done at his social media manager job. He comes home. She has a martini ready.
He would not drink a martini. He's more of a...
Pabst Blue Ribbon?
Yes. Okay. Or like a whiskey ginger kind of guy.
Okay. And then...
Or Jack.
Okay. Either way, like, he's coming home and he's like, I want my drink ready. I want a blowjob when I request it. And then I want you to go make me a turkey sandwich with all the condiments.
And she's like, I'm going to make you fried chicken jacks, and we're going to dip it in ranch, and then you're going to put the ranch on my body, and you're
going to lick it okay. off. Okay, that literally gave me a visceral reaction. That's disgusting. Okay, so here's something that's, like, I always feel, like, really weird. We kind of talked about this, like, when we saw, like, that one picture of Pandora. So there's, like, all this speculation that Kristen's pregnant.
Okay.
And there's this photo
She hasn't been going to stuff with the other people.
Well, so there's been, like, in the past, like, month, though, there has been photos. Like, she was in Mexico with them. I don't know if she was drinking because I wasn't, like, looking. Because remember, we thought, like, Lala was pregnant. So everybody was, like, focused on Lala being like, oh, is she drinking? Is she not? But nobody, which meant that nobody was really, like, checking on Kristen. But Katie posted this photo of her getting Botox. And I'm like, I don't really know, as someone who's not pregnant and doesn't get Botox, like, I don't know what the rules are on that.
No, you can't get Botox.
You can't?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe she's not. But that was, like, this big speculation. And then there's also speculation with 99% confirmation that Kyle Cook and Amanda from Summer House are engaged.
I heard that, too. And that that's going to be probably the finale.
That this happens at, like, the finale of Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, they already moved in together.
Somebody sent us a photo from, they were on the subway with her and she had a big old rock on her hand.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
I'm excited for them. I really like her. I like him. I think they're fun. I mean, it kind of went from, like, should we be together? Should we even move in? We're not going to move in. Okay, let's move in. And now we're engaged.
I like it, though.
I agree.
He's old. He's like 36.
It's not that old for, because we're getting close to that, too.
No.
Okay.
But he should be married.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Also, we're taking ads for husbands as well.
Speaking of people getting married, Denise Richards will be getting married on the current season of Beverly Hills.
There are so many issues I have with this. One, was she engaged before that she came on? We'll get there. Was she engaged before she came on the show?
I think she's, like, totally one of those people, like, that loves love and gets, like, envelops in relationships. I mean, how many times has she been married?
Once?
No, more than Charlie Sheen.
Really?
Definitely.
She was dating, like, Richie Sambora, but I don't think they ever got married.
I'm going to Google it.
I'm Googling it right now.
Okay.
Okay, so she had... No, she's only been married to Charlie Sheen and this man that she just married.
What? Yeah. No.
Yes.
Who else did she date for a long time?
Richie Sambora.
Who else? There's more.
You just can't drop it?
No, there's definitely more.
Let's see. Her dating history. There's a lot.
Richie, yeah, come on. Give me some celebs.
Nikki Sixx she dated. Patrick Muldoon. John Stamos.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, interesting. But no, she...
Jesse.
I feel like you're just thinking of somebody. You're, like, thinking of someone else and putting it onto Denise Richards. But here's my problem.
Like, Rob Lowe. Like, did she date Rob Lowe?
No, because Rob Lowe's been married for, like, 25 years. Okay. Anyways, what I want to talk about with this wedding is, one, if she was not engaged before, it's like, why do you go on a reality show and then say okay to it being filmed? Like, you've known these people for 3 weeks, and now you're inviting all of them to your wedding, and then you're bringing asshole Dorit around, who wears a fucking white jean jacket to this wedding, and then starts a fight with her?
I know.
Can't you just hear her being like, Denise, I know that you're having a wedding today, but I want to talk to you about PK. He gave you a pair of underwear. Why didn't you wear it as your something new, old, and blue?
Do you think that maybe they didn't know they were going to a wedding?
Oh.
And that's why she wore the white jacket? Like,
I like
it. It was supposed to be like this small Malibu ceremony, so maybe she just was like, come up out to lunch in Malibu. Like,
okay, I like this will make more sense because let's talk like her dress. What was that dress?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it. Melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also
you know, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Whey. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Whey products. I'm a Whey girly, but be fizz free. With Whey, you can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
It was bad. It was like shorts.
It was like a squirt.
And we're like, yeah, there was like a squirt with like a cape.
And then her husband was in like khaki jeans or gray jeans and like a white collared like linen shirt.
It wasn't a good look. But I'm looking forward to this season. There's some other drama with Dorit too.
It's like Dorit, well, besides the gambling, like it's like maybe she sold, so she, this is all alleged, because then there was like some article that came out today that like LVP was like defending Dorit, and I'm like, I don't have time to click on this clickbait. But Dorit apparently adopted a dog from Vanderpump Dogs and then said, like, it nipped up Jagga, and nobody nips at my Jagga. No, Jagga, you cannot have ice cream for lunch. And then she, like, gave the dog to another rescue.
When they said another rescue, I was like, that doesn't even make sense.
Slash, she would totally do that. I'm not a Dorit fan. I can't, like, I'm just so upset that we ever thought she was having a redemption season. Like, I will never forgive myself.
I know.
I'm really upset. Okay, so that's, like, basically all the news. And
Really caught people up.
Yeah. I hope you enjoyed the 40 minutes of all that news there. But before we get started on the show, let's talk about our sponsor for the week.
I love our sponsor this week. It's Take Care Of, and you can go to their website, takecareof.com.
It's Care Of Vitamins.
And let's face it, guys, we should all be taking better care of ourselves, but how do we know what we need? Care Of is really simple. You guys go online, take a 5-minute quiz about your day-to-day living, and you can find out the vitamins you need and want. They break it down for you. Each vitamin helps you and educate you on how it will benefit your body, and you can pick and choose which ones you'd like to receive, and they personalize it daily and send it to your home, and it's in a monthly package, and they come in these cute little things, and it says like, hi Mary, and it has a quote of the day, and you guys can use our code TJG and get 25% off. Head over to their website. It's www.takecareof.com and take advantage of this great deal and help your body be the best it can be.
Yeah, we only like to have sponsors of things that we really believe in, and I have been talking about how I want to like get my body right with taking vitamins and like being healthy and being the best I can be. And so this is something we're really passionate about and really excited about, and you guys should be too. So again, it's 25% off with the code TJG. And you can go do it, take advantage of it at takecareof.com.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little Orange County. This was a redemption episode.
I mean, thank God for this week, because it's like we've had two. How many episodes are we into the season? Like 45? I don't even know that's how boring they are, but we've only had two good episodes.
I think this was number 5, maybe.
Oh, okay. It seems like... Like, I enjoyed this week so much, so.
I mean, Tamara, we start out with Tamara saying...
We're back at the golf course.
She's like, I'll punch you in the tit if you talk about my husband.
It's
like, what? That what? And actually, it really does hurt if you get hit in the boobs.
Why do you know this?
You've never been like accidentally like punched in the boob or something?
I mean,
it hurts. They're sensitive.
I mean, I guess, but like, why is someone gonna punch me in the boob? It just seems so aggressive. Tamara,
don't
is just
talk about her husband.
What, the gay guy from theater class?
Oh my god, the headshots. Wait, don't jump ahead yet.
Sorry. Okay. So, did you feel like Shannon's like pity party for herself, was it warranted, or do you think she was like overreacting, or do you think it was like booze and fuel? Like, what are your thoughts on this?
I actually think she had a horrible outfit, so she wanted to go and hide in the bathroom, and Kelly's like, come on, Shannon, come out. She's like, no, I won't come out of the bathroom. She's like, why is my best friend attacking me? It's just all about Shannon. I was actually team Tamara this week.
What?
Absolutely. Ugh. It's the pity party's over. It's like, you know what, Shannon? Everyone's going through shit. Kelly Dodd's getting a divorce. You're getting a divorce.
I felt bad, though, because this was, like, a hard week for her, especially, it's like, the divorce stuff, like, where she's, like, literally afraid of David. I think that she needs to not rely on Tamara so much. Like, I think she has to have other friends off camera. Like, where are all her USC friends that, like, she can, like, divulge some of this info to? I think she relies on her, like I said. But I think Tamara is just such a shitty friend.
No, I actually disagree. I think she's been there a lot for Shannon through all of this, and listens, and Shannon never checks in on her. Shannon admits that.
Yes, however, I think it was like when, okay, so I'm sorry, I'm skipping a little bit ahead, but when they were talking about the party they were throwing Eddie, and she was wearing that stupid fucking Chucky t-shirt from like the clown, and she was like, oh, you're gonna invite David Bedore over here? Oh, well, no, you shouldn't do that. Like, I was like, Tamara is like, oh, fuck. Could you just imagine? That would be so good for the season if I had David Bedore here. And I was like, no, you can't be here, David. Welcome.
No, I mean, David, the thing is, David wouldn't even put himself in that situation. I also heard that David proposed to the girl.
To Live, Laugh, Loser?
Yeah.
I heard that, too.
I was trying to find her on Instagram today, but I couldn't.
Live, Laugh, Love Newport or something?
Yeah, but I couldn't find it. And then I was like, maybe she blocked us.
She probably did because she's a Live, Laugh, Loser.
But no, I'm Team Tammy Sue this week on this one. I mean, I adore Shannon, but I'm kind of sick of this pity party. And then I also love how Tamara's like, Emily doesn't even need her husband. She makes more money than him. And she's like, yeah, I do.
Yeah. Ugh. Shane did not have a good week this week again. Does he still not affect you?
We will get all into that. Let's keep on going down.
Okay, so, sorry.
Shannon
comes back anyways, and like Vicky's like, I got us some cakes.
Right, and they're like, Aries girls. And I was just, like, so upset that they didn't pie themselves with candles in their face like Dorinda.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, I thought that was going to be, like, a new Bravo thing. Pieing yourself with candles in it.
Yeah, well, you know, they have too many extensions.
Okay, and then basically Tamara all of a sudden is, like, wasted.
Yeah.
And they bring in Steve Lodge. But meanwhile, Vicky's like, so I started this vision board, you know, and I put George Clooney on my vision board, and then Steve Lodge popped out in real life.
And I was like, then
I'm like, maybe I need to do a vision board.
Yeah. I mean, I just would hate for anybody to come into my house and they just see like a wall of Timothée Chalamet and they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing. It's fine. I mean, I feel like your chances with Ben are pretty good. You just need to enter the rehab he's at right now.
Hmm.
I know, so it's not a bad idea.
There's a chance.
I mean, there's always a chance. My walls would be like Timmy Chalamet, like my new obsession of Noah Centineo. Centineo. I'm a Centineo. And then Leonardo DiCaprio.
Uh-huh.
Those are my vision board
choices.
You
have to be blonde though for Leo.
First off, I don't because he's starting to date brunettes now. I just have to be 14 years younger.
Okay. True.
And 100 pounds thinner.
Okay, so then basically Tamara's like, okay, Steve, when's the wedding?
Like, oh, hey, I like when she did, hey, Vicky, are you blowing him? Are you fucking him? And I was like, what?
Are you guys fucking like rabbits? Slap, 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 fucking like rabbits?
I was like, okay, this is getting like, I don't want to picture Vicky having sex.
But I also loved how Vicky's like, no, we don't talk about sex. Like, that's just not how we are. And I think that's like a very generational thing of that generation.
Vicky has always been like that. Like, I think Vicky is like a freak. Like, I think she gets down. I think she like gets down. Like, she wants that love tank filled. And she's like, I will put a leg behind my head. I will handcuff myself. But we will not talk about it outside of the bedroom. Like, I am a lady in the street, and I am a freak in the sheet.
No.
This is going to be a poll question.
is the OG freaky in bed? Yes or no?
Yeah, I think she is.
I don't.
I think she gets.
But I also appreciate that Steve didn't want to talk about that.
Well,
like, this is not an appropriate conversation.
But again, why is he with her? And I like that next week people are going to ask that. Kelly Dodd asked the real questions, too. Why are they together?
Yeah. Well, we get, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so we leave the golf course. And then
we just like kind of we're setting up for the party and they go into the David.
This is the lamest party theme of my life. Red for his heart. And she's like, Eddie, he could die at any point. Like, oh my God, I'm so worried about him. He's like, hey, Ryan, Eddie, could you move all the furniture? I know you're going to die, Eddie, but like, we have to have the space filled for people. Like, I just thought, I was like, she's the fucking worst. She's the worst.
And then we get more of like a glimpse into Gina's life and her three devils.
She's like, felt so bad for her.
No, that is unacceptable behavior. Just all of it. Like, they're running the house. She has no control.
Oh, I know, but I felt so bad for her. And I actually, like, I was like, oh my God, the OG of the OC is being so cute right now. Like, she's, like, feeding the daughter. Like, I think she looks at Gina, honestly, like another Brianna.
I mean, she said that.
Oh, I missed it.
She literally said that. No, it was sweet, like, seeing Vicky's maternal side, and she was trying to help her. And she's like, okay, like, I'm going to go now. And, like, literally the little girl's, like, underneath Vicky's chair. She's like, I like to go under chairs. Vicky's like, okay, that's my time to leave. Or the son, like, she's like, don't put your hands on your mother. I feel like she's
disciplinarian.
No, not at all.
No?
I think... Well, Vicky? First of all,
Are you talking about Vicky or Gina? I'm saying Vicky is a disciplinarian.
Oh no. Yeah, I agree with that. But I feel like Gina, like, had the cameras on and someone, a guest over, and she's, like, like, flipped the switch and was like, don't you embarrass me in front of these people. But that's probably normal behavior most of the time.
100%. Like, they're like, you're sending me in my room for what? She's like, just watch your iPad in there. you're making mommy look bad.
But, like, the way she said it, like, you don't put your hands on your mother.
Yeah, like, I was like,
That was, like, that's aggressive. That sounds like a 13-year-old, like, slapping their mom across the face or something.
Yeah, like, not, like, a 4-year-old. Like, they're like, what is mother?
Yeah.
It's like, mommy. And so then that we go over to Emily, and Emily's and Shane are talking. I'm like, oh, Shane, just stop.
I know. I like Emily so much, though.
She looked great
in that red suit.
Like, it really is. Her body is an enigma wrapped in a riddle and cash. Like, she looked bomb.
She looked great.
Yeah, I thought she looked great. But, like, Shane's, like, not excited. Like, he's just not excited about the party. But I also just, like, I don't feel like he was totally wrong with what he did. Like, I think he clearly doesn't understand. He's a first seasoner, right? So, like, he doesn't fully understand. Like, he's just, like, he's, like, almost, like, calling out, like, what we would say. But because he's, like, in it, it affects way more. But he's just kind of along the lines of, like, wait, this is, like, your normal behavior? Like, what? Like, what's happening? Like, oh, you're just a rude person. Like, he's just saying things that we would all be saying. But because it's, like, a husband saying it, it's, like, not okay.
Agreed. But then he was, like, definitely trying to get Emily, like, against the girls. Like, you would put yourself around these people? Like, he's a manipulator.
I mean, yeah, there's something. Their relationship is clearly, like, a relationship, like, a friendship. Right? Like, right? Like, it's not like a romantic relationship.
Those kids didn't come out of her vajayjay.
No, I know. I mean, well, granted, she said, like, it would have killed her if she had babies. So, like, yes, I don't know if there was... I'm not sure. Again, I don't know the whole Mormon thing. I don't know what's going on. But it seems like they're just in a really great friendship, which makes great marriages, right? Like, that's okay. Like, maybe they're both, like, along the lines of being, like, maybe they're both asexual. And they just like their company of one another. And so it really works for them. And, like, I like that Emily stood up for him.
I don't think she's asexual.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Okay.
No, I'm not going to agree with that at all, actually.
Okay. Can I get your opinion, or are you just going to tell me no and move on?
There's something weird with him. I can't put my finger on it. I'm also very confused. When did he become a Mormon? I need some background.
I feel like it was an ex-wife. Because I don't think his parents are Mormon.
And I wonder if they're raising the kids Mormon.
I doubt it. It doesn't seem that way.
Yeah, maybe they're just in a contract.
Who knows? I think, but if it works for them, it works for them.
Yeah. Like, you know, I really like her.
Me too. Like, I think she's actually one of the really good additions to the show. It's kind of like, we've said this before, like, she's a very, like, head on her shoulders, like, head on straight sort of deal, like, where she, like, gets it.
Right.
But she's like, an actual cool girl. Like, she's like we've said this before, but she's like a Carol when Carol first started.
Right.
She's just cool, whatever. Yeah. Okay, so when they're let's talk about this Aldi wine.
Everyone's been talking all about this, how all the housewives are putting it on their Instagram and they're totally plugging on Bravo. It's the new Priv, guys.
It's the new Priv. It's the new, like, Tito's.
Yeah.
Like, what it, like, it's like cheap wine.
I wonder what the price point is. Is it like $9.99 or something?
I mean, I don't think it's that expensive. I'm going to check right now. Let's see. Aldi wine. It is.
What? No, it was new. Last
what are you saying? It was plastic. It's like, no. I can't even find it online.
Swipe up on Tamara's page.
I can't. I'm blocked.
Right.
I don't know, but it's not. I don't think it's that expensive.
Okay. Did you also love how now Shannon suddenly has a scooter as well?
Okay, that single white female thing was like, it was very strange.
It was. She like literally sprained an ankle.
I don't even think she, like, sprained an ankle. She's like, oh, it's swollen. She's like, but you can't tell because I'm fat. Like, I felt like they were, like, literally wearing the same outfit. And, like, okay, I was also, okay, at that point I was
team. They were in the, like, flower store.
Yeah, I was team Tammy Sue on that one because that was very strange. Like, and then she took the scooter to the party.
Well, and I love her just, like, pulling up her pants when she gets out of the car. I'm like, everyone does that, but that you just do that so unapologetically. Go for you. Good for you.
I just... Shannon needs some attention. Shannon needs to get laid.
Agreed. I think we're going to see her on a date pretty soon, but I just love... So Kelly just straight out of the date, she's like, I can't stand Vicky's boyfriend.
Yeah, because...
And everyone's like, whoa! And then I was like, what? Why? And then I was like, oh, duh. Because he's friends with Michael. She's like, I just feel uncomfortable. I just feel uncomfortable. And then they, like, screenshot Kelly on social media calling Steve a douchebag and says that Vicky looks like a pig.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, and, I mean, I feel like that's, like, really awful, a pretty awful thing to say. And, like, Vicky just totally dismisses it.
Well, also, okay... Also, sorry to go back, but so when we were going to Gina's house and Vicky was coming over, she tells her kids, let's wait for Miss Vicky to come over. I literally had to rewind it 3 times because I thought she said, let's wait for Miss Piggy. And I was like, no, she did not. And I could not hear for 3 times. I had to rewind it. And I was like, because I just was like so reminiscent of Slade and Gretchen.
Right, right.
And remember, she did Miss Piggy Vodka.
I think people with, like, younger kids, like, they always call the preschool teachers, like, Miss Jenny or Miss...
No. I totally understood what she... I just thought she was calling her Miss Piggy instead of Miss Vicky. And I was, like, very thrown off by it.
Right, right.
That's all. Okay. But, yeah. So then, like, It was kind of funny, though, because it was like, you could tell that, like, Kelly, well, we knew Kelly was going to say something, but you could just tell it's, like, brewing in her, and she's, like, just basically needs one more drink.
Exactly. And Shannon's the one, like, coaching Kelly, like, no, you just go up, and you just say, you know, this kind of makes me feel uncomfortable, and just talk about your feelings, and Kelly's like, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, yeah, when has Kelly ever said, there. Please continue.
Yeah.
I need your reenactment. No,
she just goes over there and brings it down on Steve. And I applauded Steve. He was such a gentleman. He's like, take your drama somewhere else. Like, I'm not going to get this with you because you are so explosive and volatile. I don't know what's going to happen next.
Yeah. And so then he, but like...
Shane, a first seasoner.
Yeah. Not so much. He, like, walks away, and then she's like... He's like, just starts, like... Oh, it just was like, Shane, no, please. Like,
what does he say? Is he the only man that has written about you?
Yeah. He's like, oh, he's the only man that's written about you? Like, why don't you get drunk? Like, have another drink. And then she's like, I'm not even drunk. He's like, this is your normal behavior? She's like, you're a fucking dork.
Like, her comebacks are horrible.
They're
like,
so 90s. She's 7th grade. Like, she's like, oh, as if, loser, you L7 weenie, you're a twerp. You're a dork. You're a pussy. You're a loser. You're a little guy bitch. You're Steve's little bitch. Who's that little bitch man over there? I was like,
ooh. And then they cut to 30 minutes prior, Kelly meeting.
That was the best. And she was like, who's that? Whose man is that little bitch over there? And Emily's like, my husband? She's like, that's your husband? It's like, are you like that deaf? Like you just, you're like that daft? Like you couldn't realize that was the husband? How does she forget that?
And she's like, Kelly, that's my husband. Don't talk to him like that.
Also, and then do you think that Kelly really didn't know that was, like, her husband? Like, you're telling me that Kelly, like, didn't look her up on social media to see her husband, like, to, like, know what he looks like?
There seems, like, definitely a miss there. And then she's like, come on, hit me.
Yeah. And then, well, that whole thing, I was like, what? No, wait, what?
I think Emily was justified in this.
I agree, but it was also like we knew she wasn't going to do anything because at one point Shane like got in between and then like
she it was like Gina trying to help and Gina is looking at Shannon and is like, get Kelly the fuck away from here. And Shannon's like, meanwhile, like, girl, this is not my first season. We want to keep this going.
Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, this is how Shannon gets her groove back.
It was a pretty iconic scene. I'll fucking kill you.
Well, and like team Emily on that one.
I agreed.
I mean, I think Kelly would be scrappy, but like I also think like I think that Gina would like kick or not Gina, sorry. Emily would kick her ass.
Oh, totally. It would be a scrappy ass fight.
I mean, would I pay for it? Yeah, I would. Like Lord of the Flies style, like you have to like go to the death. Remember that MTV show Celebrity Deathmatch with like the clay celebrities?
Yeah, it was super lame.
Oh, I loved that show. But anyways, I would really love to see that, but like in real people time, so like Hunger Games style.
Interesting. I also heard that Kelly has this thing called ODD, which is like oppositional defiant disorder.
What?
Yeah,
I've literally never heard of this.
A disorder marked by defiant and disobedient behavior to authority figures. Apparently she like talked about it on the Jeff Lewis show. Cause it is weird. Like her reactions to things is like she's not using her head. She's so like fly off the,
I think Kelly's kind of like a narcissist.
What was Michael's thing?
I have no idea.
I remember she's like, Michael's a
sociopath.
No, wasn't that?
I don't know. Moving on.
Dallas?
Yeah. I am like really, really, really loving Dallas. Really.
Like, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Like, Court, when we were at Beaver Creek, like the girls, like they kept telling me like I wouldn't drop it. And it's like smart girls get everything.
Court's like, were you badgering them?
And I was like, please say that they had this conversation before. Because it's like all these conversations, right? Like every time I watch, like when some of these like quote unquote, like recaps with like a spouse or a friend or whatever, they all happen. Like it's like they all already know about it.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's not the first time that they're talking about it.
Right. The producer's like, all right, catch your husband up on this.
Yeah, exactly. I thought the Brandy situation is like kind of funny. Like when she's like, I think like this kid, honestly, I feel like this kid has saved her marriage. I think it's like given her a new like lease on life. Like I think that this has just been such a turnaround for Brandy.
Okay, Brandy's literally wearing a bow that her daughter's wearing, like the same white bow. That Brooklyn girl.
I thought it was cute.
No, this Brooklyn girl is the devil. She's eating Fun Dip brownies and cookies. She is the bossiest bitch I've ever met. She like she ruined the brownies. They're like, what did you put in this? She's like, I think it's good.
Okay, I don't know. I couldn't.
I think I have like a different position on kids because I'm always like, oh my god, I couldn't even imagine if that kid was in my class. But she might be the kind that's like, street angel, house devil.
I mean,
because like
say
a lot of times parents, I'll be like, oh, they're so good for me. And they're like, they're horrible at home.
Like, but they say that about. Kim Zolciak says that about her because they're the best kids in the class. And we've watched Don't Be Tardy and they're devils.
Devils.
So if they're being good, I mean, also she's a pathological liar. So like, who knows? But just saying.
And they're like 140 pounds.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's the only 5-year-old to be 312 pounds at his age. And it's all muscle. 100% muscle. He's got abs for days. Okay, so then we have Leanne and Rich decide to, like, go to a restaurant to go discuss why they're not getting married.
And Leanne decides to order for him.
Okay, when he said, look me in the eye.
I died.
I lost it.
It was like, there's only one eye to look in.
He's just like, look at me in my eye. And again, Leanne, start a business of bedazzled eye patches.
The eye patch thing is just like so hard to take in. And then he ordered the steak medium well. And I was like, that's not Texas.
It's always medium rare.
Always.
Always. Okay. But I love this like conversation because one, I couldn't stop. Again, it's like, Leanne, your hands and your face do not match makeup wise. Like her face is literally yellow. I'm like, does she have jaundice?
But no. And then like the lip liner, her lips, they were like too dry for the color. Plus she had like lip liner and then like a purple gray on top of it.
Well, remember, she's got smoker's lips. Like,
it's bad.
It's bad. It's bad. But then they're like, okay, he's like, let the ambush begin. She's like, what? Is it because we both don't want to get married? And he's like, wait, what?
I know.
And he's like, we've got a lot going on. She's like, well... She's like, should we set a date to set the date? And like, oh, it was a joke. Like, the whole conversation was strange. And basically, he's like, I just thought the date would be set once we started planning. Seems like Rich didn't know he was in on a storyline.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and it's like, you don't have a date because you don't have a venue. Mm-hmm. That's step number one.
Right.
Like, and then he's like, well, I avoid a lot of these issues because I don't want to piss you off. I was like, isn't that the truth?
She's like, they're just hands. And you're not getting a hand job tonight.
Then I thought, okay, then it's like they re-got engaged. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Then we go over to Cam, and she's talking about the Global Pet Expo. And her daughter's like, is that a globe with pets in it?
Like, oh my god, Hyatt or Hilton or what's her name? Marriott? What is really her name? Hyatt?
I think it's Hilton, right?
Oh, shoot. That was, like, actually not a joke. I, like, literally couldn't think if it was Hyatt or Hilton. She's just, like, she is her mother. You could just tell.
Her mom's like, I need a distributor. And her daughter's like, no one would buy it because it's dumb.
She's like, Hyatt, go to your room. Like, my pink sparkle dog food is, like, the best pink sparkle dog food on the market.
But who put that? Someone put that in her head. His name's Court. That's so mean.
What, that it's... Oh, that put it in the kid's head?
Yeah.
It is.
Kids not going to think that's dumb. I mean, it is dumb, but a kid's not going to think that. Well, they're going to be like, my mom's making pink dog food. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I think Court was kind of like, okay, I thought this would be a project to, like, keep you occupied for season one, but then you got asked back for season two, and it's like, I don't want to put any more money into this. Yeah. Like, we have not broken even.
Right.
Okay, so then Leanne and Deandra, they, like, get back together, and, like, she's telling her, like, oh, we're re-engaged, and Deandra's just, you could tell Deandra's, like, taken down Leanne this season.
Yeah, but why is she so obsessed with this? Like, why is she not buying it, and why does she care that they have to get married? Like, why is this her thing?
Because she doesn't want anybody to talk to her about her job stuff and her mom, so she's, like, she's finding someone else to gang up on, and Leanne's an easy target because she knows, like, Carrie would go after her. She knows Brandy would go after her.
Okay.
That's what There's I think she's I think she's diverting attention away from her because she's clearly having issues, as we will see next week with the $200 in her bank account.
What is that?
I could see it.
Overspending.
I bet she gets, like, a trust every month and she literally just spends to the end and then, like, replenishes every month, I bet.
Okay.
But I just am like, why do we always go after Leanne? It's too easy.
No, I completely agree. And, like, this whole Brandy and Deandra, this friendship, I'm not buying it.
Oh, see.
And also, I think Deandra's drinking way too much.
That's what I was like, going to say. That's
why. She takes the shot alone. Then she takes one when Cam gets there. I feel like she's over drinking this episode or this season.
No, and that's why I think her and Brandy, actually, the friendship does make sense to me because they're literally bonding over alcohol.
Brings people together.
Yeah, but I think, like, I also think, like, Brandy is interesting because I think she's, like, stunted in high school, right? Like, I just think, like, you know, she's been with one person her whole life. Like, she was a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader, which they're, like, that's, like, the highest echelon in Dallas that you can be. Like, so she's always just been kind of, like, taken care of in a sense, like, spoiled that way, that I just don't think, like, you know how we always say, like, Carol's, like, emotionally stunted at, like, 36 or whatever? Like, I just think that, like, Brandy... So, I think Brandy just, like, can get along with anyone as long as, like, they're just being silly and funny and, like, immature. And so, like, she has fun with, like, all of that.
Right.
And so, I think that's why her and Deandra actually get along. Now, do I think maybe she has slightly ulterior motive to, like, get under Leanne's skin with it, too? Possibly.
Absolutely. I mean, well, Cameron said she's buying her friendship this week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, also, let's talk about the rodeo. So they go to the rodeo for Deandra's 50th birthday.
But that wasn't really her 50th, was it?
No, because they had the party. Oh, no, that was the anniversary party. I don't know. That seems...
That wouldn't be a 50th birthday.
No, that just must have been, like, the event of why they went. But so
no,
like,
I think she was really 49.
Oh, I don't know. Either way, whatever. But so they go to the rodeo, and it's like Stephanie and Carrie aren't there. So you're actually getting Brandy, like, sans them, which is more real. But it was like, what the fuck was Cameron wearing?
It was like this.
It's like a Mrs. Doubtfire muumuu.
Her body is probably banging. We've never seen it because she's always wearing a muumuu. It's like she's taken a lesson from Kyle Richards. And then she's like, oh, yeah, I've been to the rodeo. I love the bowls. When they're all rock around the bowls. Mm-hmm. I'm not even saying her accent.
She's like, I love bowls. Like, I just love bowls. We don't have those in Montecito. It's not even Cam's accent. I don't even know where I'm going with this. Either way, her outfit sucked. And I didn't even know they made size 15 bright pink boots.
Right.
But then watching them all, it was like, okay, first off, there were like three people at this rodeo.
It seemed pretty bizarre.
There are three people at the rodeo, and then they're all riding this bull that literally looked like a gerbil. And Cameron can't even get on there. Like, Leanne, like, always has something to prove. So she, like, gets a running jump start and, like, jumps right onto that saddle. But she also, like, misses the saddle. So you can just tell she, like, hits her vagina very hard on where's not the saddle. It's, like, the back of the bull. And I just was, like, watching her going, like, I could just picture her going, like, oh, shit, that hurts. Don't let him see you sweat.
The whole time I was thinking, I was like, is she going to barf up the beer from the beer bong?
If I had to watch her Vicky herself, like, you know how Vicky's always like, totally. And I was like, Leanne, stop with the attention. Also, like, you're 50. It's okay. You don't need to do a beer bong.
Oh my gosh, it was awful.
Awful. It was gross. And then they just keep drinking, and like obviously, then they start being like, Brandy's like, be yourself, and Cam and Deandra's like, oh my god, but we're like rich and famous.
I know. She's like, but I'm like a giraffe too, and rodeo Barbie, and a Westcott, so I can't be doing beer bongs, riding on a cow or a bull.
But then they're like, oh yeah, well, you know, Brandy's a bad influence on Deandra. And then like cut to 5 seconds later, and Leanne is literally like, pour some sugar on me. And I feel like she's just like crawling, like flipping her hair. And I'm like, is she the girl from The Ring, or is she trying to be sexy? Like, I actually cannot figure it out.
No, they were like, she basically mopped the floor with her extensions.
Oh my god, her extensions are so bad. Like, again, I agree with you, with ladies of an older age, do not need that long of hair.
Absolutely not.
Yes, but I just thought, but like,
the whole thing kind of just turned into like Brandy being like, Deandra, just be yourself, and here is a $2,000 necklace, because next week people are gonna say you're poor.
But also, I was like,
that wasn't Cam's accent, I'm sorry.
I also don't think though that Brandy is rich, so she must have gotten that for like a deal.
Yeah, I agree.
There's no way. Like, I think that they do fine money-wise, but I don't think that they're, like, rich. Like,
what is her husband's job that he's always traveling?
It's probably, like, pharmaceutical sales. Just kidding. I have no idea what it is. Maybe he works for Travis.
I love Stephanie.
I love her so much. I thought, like, I was like, I want to follow them on their European vacation.
I agree.
Like, I want more of that.
Less about Carrie's closet.
Oh my god, take it's Boober Doober. She is so annoying. Like, Carrie, we got it. You have money, but like, you're not fun. Right. Like, you're not fun and about
why
it.
Why do you need a $75,000 oven stove?
Just the whole, they're just too pretentious. Like, it's just,
they're gaudy.
Yeah.
They're new money.
So new money. And they're just like, oh, we can't be living in my parents' house when they come back. That'll be awful. It's like, you're so rich. Go rent an Airbnb somewhere.
And her whole storyline's like, Mark is so good to Zuri that I want to build my relationship with my father now.
It's like, literally nobody cares because Mark hated your daughter last year.
Like, hated. Like, loathed her. Was like so annoyed Zuri was sitting at dinner with them.
Yeah, I was like, get her out of here. And if she leaves, you're eating her entire meal, Carrie. Oh my gosh. It just was like, ugh. So anyways, too, we go back, like, we're still at this rodeo, right? And like, Deandra, like, is stirring the pot again, because again, she wants to divert the tension away from her. And she's like, so Brandy, my very best friend in the whole wide world, Leanne, yeah, she told me to stay away from you. Why would she say that?
I know.
That's so weird. Why would she say that?
Wait, on another note, would you rather be a Westcott or a Simmons?
Westcott for sure.
Too.
That house in Beaver Creek is sick, and I would not want I would not want my mother jealous of me.
Right.
And I would not like to, like, although if I was like Deandra, I'd be like, listen, Mom, why don't we have a deal? Like, I will just take a trust from your money, and I don't have to come into the office and pretend like I'm doing something every day.
And put more than $200 in my bank account,
yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, please. I, like, have to pay out. I just paid $4,700 for this really stupid hat last week, so I need to get rid of it. I'm just saying, there also was, like, a lot of, like, sexual references in this one, too. We got, like, a lot of sex from these older ladies this week. Like, we had to hear that.
Deandra does reverse cowgirl on Jeremy.
I also was, like, laughing because I was like, so he doesn't want to see your face? And then I was thinking, yeah, is it
reverse cowgirl is good.
No, but then I was thinking, reverse cowgirl, like, oh, maybe, like, you know how she has, like, a lot of extra skin?
What?
Like, on her neck, she has, like, a lot of extra skin. Maybe he doesn't like... Maybe he's like, just turn around.
No, I think he's into her.
Okay.
They've only been married for 4 years.
Which, to her, is a lifetime. And I'm like, oh, man, you're just setting yourself up for a divorce.
Well, at least they're not, like... I mean, Leanne just got re-engaged.
Which, that's just, like, so weird that that's, like, a storyline. Like, nobody cares.
That's just not happening.
Yeah, I want no vow. The thing is, too, I want no vow renewals from these women because I really like all of them, except for Carrie. She could have a vow renewal in Jackson Hole and she could be gone. Nobody cares.
Agreed.
And if I have to look at her confessional look one more time with the raccoon eyes, like, forward.
That blue. They all need new makeup artists.
I actually think that Leanne looks the best in her testimonials compared to what she looks like on the show.
The grape thing?
Yes, because it's way better than, like, her yellow face and her white hands. Like, she does not, like, her makeup is never right.
I don't know about that.
I'm just saying, I think her confessional looks are much better than, like, her actual show looks.
I guess they just all do it bigger in Texas, and they just put on a mask.
I mean, makeup. Stephanie could literally do no wrong.
Agreed. I'm not in love with that curly hair confessional look, but I like that she did something different, like, when she's wearing the gold.
Yeah, she just, like, wants to have a good time, and she's like, I think this would be a fun look. Like, I'm going to Shirley Temple, but Dallas.
Right.
So I was into it.
Okay, well, anything else?
Nope, I think that's everything. I'm sure we're leaving out some really great moments, and I'm sorry, but I feel like, you know, we talked a lot. We had a lot to talk about tonight.
The news.
Oh, there was a lot of news.
Please leave us 5-star reviews. Only 5 stars, though.
I mean, not that we don't appreciate your 1-star reviews about how terrible we are, but, like...
Please, give us some 5 stars, you jerk.
Just... And for the person,
Brian, I'm not monotone. I'm sick.
Yes, Brian, the person who said we're monotone, I'm like, our voices could not be more obnoxious. They're far from monotone.
Yeah.
But thank you anyways, Brian. Much love to you. I'm sure you're not listening because with a 1-star review, how could you? But other than that, thank you so much for taking the time to write us that. For the rest of you, join the Jury Speaks if you haven't. You guys are killing it in there with all of your fun finds. I'm like laughing daily when I read them. And then follow us on Instagram and tell your friends about us. And Mary, please don't die.
I know. That's why I gotta go.
Okay. All right. See you guys next week.
Okay. Bye.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but 5 times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly.
Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.